Hi, we're still here at Unite, and now we have Alex with us. Alex, why don't you tell us about yourself?
Sure, yeah, thanks for having me. My name is Alex Schwartz. I run an indie game studio called Alchemy Labs. So I guess on my business card, it says I'm the founder, CEO, and chief scientist, and also janitor of Alchemy Labs. We kind of joke around that when you're at a small studio, you kind of have to do it all.
Yep, and you guys do a lot. So you do a lot of games, you do a lot of different tasks.
Yep, we've made a number of original games, and we use Unity for everything we do, and we've done some porting recently, and happy to bring our games to Windows Phone recently.
Yep, why don't you show us one of your games?
Sure. So this is Jack Lumber. You play as Jack, a supernatural lumberjack, and the story is a tree killed his granny, and he's out to get revenge on the forest. Typical lumberjack story, right? So basically, you can see here, we're gonna avenge Granny by going to the map and picking a level. And you're gonna end up with this kind of line drawing, log chopping mechanic. So you can see here, Jack, the magical lumberjack, splits all the logs into the sky. And at this point, the game's gonna kind of show you how it works, but I'll kind of talk through it. Basically, there's these logs that fly up into the air, and when you hold your finger onto the screen, it stops time. And you have to draw through the logs end to end to chop through them. So you could see that one kind of missed it because we hit the bark of the wood. So you got to cut from inside one end and out the other. It sounds a little complicated, but it's really simple in practice, and I'll show kind of how level one ends up playing out. So I'm going to stop time, and then I'm going to draw with my finger on the screen here and chop all the logs in order. And so the game actually kind of progresses in a way that it becomes kind of like a puzzle line drawing game. You'll see kind of these new tosses come up with interesting, here we have like a hook-shaped, L-shaped log, and I kind of have to have accuracy with my line drawing and stop time at the right time. So it ends up being this kind of puzzly, action-y mechanic. As the game progresses, you kind of start to encounter some more interesting elements, such as logs that have to be cut multiple times in order to proceed, or different timer, or we integrate a lot of the kind of the lumberjack story elements. So you've got maple syrup, and you end up getting to the point where you can buy and attach and equip beards to increase the kind of the difficulty of the game. So we really go all in into the thematic parts of the story. Make sure you don't hurt the beaver, because obviously beavers are the lumberjack's best friend. And so here I beat the first level, and we're going to be rated on our gameplay here. So I ended up getting a gold badge on this beaver creature, who is now, we've chopped down his home, and now he's hanging out in our cabin here. So the game kind of progresses through this map, and you end up with this story about Jack and his kind of silly story of redemption for his granny.
Now, here at Unite, you're talking about porting and going across many different platforms with Unity.
Yep.
So why don't you tell us about your session?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So yesterday at 11:30, we did our... So myself and our CTO, Devin, we did a team talk, an hour-long team talk. We've actually done a lot of those where him and I kind of tag team the concept of talking about whatever it is. So we talked about using Unity and porting games and kind of the concept that Unity takes so much of the technical load off of us as developers to get games to new platforms. So basically, porting has become almost like a design and a user experience problem, not about how long does it take to get my code to compile on that platform. So with that being said, we brought our games to all these different platforms, and we can get the code compiling in the first day, and then we spend a number of months kind of getting it to really feel good on that platform and kind of get it working best for the hardware and best for that experience.
Now, which platforms have you tackled? Because I heard you say it yesterday and I couldn't even count them, so let's try it now.
Yeah, I have trouble remembering every platform we've ever hit, but in general, we bring a lot of our games to Steam on PC, Mac, and Linux. We also have most of those games on iOS, Android, BlackBerry, Windows Phone, and we've done web experimentation, and also doing some Oculus stuff, so kind of trying to hit and explore every platform and see the pros and cons of kind of getting out there. We found that the pro for us is being agile and being able to bring your games to more eyeballs is just a net win all the time. So if you can put a quality game in front of more people, that's great for us.
How, from your experience, how hard was it to take your game, for example, Jack Lumber?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you took an iOS or Android version and you ported it to Windows Phone. How?
Yep.
What was your experience with that?
Yeah, so our experience, Unity did a great job of making it so that it was fairly painless for us. What happened with the Jack Lumber Windows Phone 8 port is that we have one project for the game in Unity, and it has targets for, you know, Mac and PC and all the mobile hardware. So we started by adding kind of platform-specific wrappers and saying, okay, if you're Windows Phone, we go here, do that. We had it running on the device by the end of day one, and then we spent a lot of time actually just making, we added some Windows-specific features and some little kind of exclusive things that we wanted to add to that build, because we were working with the App Campus team. And so with them, we kind of partnered and we brought them some exclusive features, and they helped us out with the port. So,
do you think those exclusive features make a difference? Like, do you see people coming back to the game, or maybe, you know, see slightly better retaining the users because of all the features you've done?
I mean, I think it's a good incentive to check out that version of the game if there's something new. So we added some little silly additions to the game that no one else has at the moment. So honestly, we launched the game fairly recently, so we're not really sure of the long-term kind of effect of what we did, but I guess time will tell. So.
Yep. So any kind of advice, like I think you said it earlier, but I want to recap. I mean, your vision or your experience, Unity drives a lot of the portability. People should go to as many platforms as they can. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. And actually, in our talk, we talked about some of the, like, you know, porting everywhere is wonderful, but there's some things you have to watch out for. And when you're building a game, it's good to not just kind of wait until the end and then go, okay, how are we going to port this? When you're designing from the ground up with portability in mind, you can make little choices that are very, very quick and very easy, but they help you when you know that you're going to be going to multiple platforms. So, like, we had a slide on like a abstraction, right? So when you write something like a leaderboard manager, you would make it so that it's not all hard-coded to be specific to iOS or specific to Android. You make it so that you call one call, like get leaderboards, and then it goes and checks whether you're on this platform or that platform, and it'll go and do the specific call it needs to do. So if you make a clean start, you can add new platforms and work with your code base and have it not kind of bloat and feel terrible to work in. So it's little decisions like that, and we call it like thinking with multi-platform in mind, or developing with multi-platform in mind, that helps. And you only have to kind of do one game and port it to figure out what the pain points are, and then you can avoid those moving forward. So that was kind of the talk, is can we hopefully save some pain and time for other developers by showing them, here's our tips on what we learned and what walls we hit. So.
Yep, and it was a really great talk. And I know by the time you're watching this online, most likely it'll be posted online or YouTube, or if not, we'll come back and edit it. So I highly recommend you go in there and watch the talk and get a lot of really great tips and a really entertaining talk and collaboration between you and your, I guess it was your CEO or?
CTO.
CTO.
Yeah.
So,
He's the real smart tech guy on the team, but you know, we all kind of share a lot of the role. So.
Good. So thank you very much for joining us, Alex. It's great to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yep. Cool.